God has had a plan. Before he put the world together, he had a plan of everything that was going to happen on this earth. And it's going to happen just like he said. I mean, there's not going to be any deviations from it. He is in control and he's running things. Now then, that we see that this is definitely a vision that's going to happen in the end. Now I want to go to Daniel 9, 19 through 27, and I want to look at what the scripture says in Daniel 9, 19 through 27. O Lord, hear, O Lord, forgive, O Lord, hearken and do, defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sins of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord, my God, for the holy mountain of my God. Now, what is he doing here? He's been told that the vision that he saw in chapter 8 was going to be for the end. But he knew he saw something that scared him. I mean, it really shocked him. So now then, what is he doing? He's confessing what? He's confessing his sin and the sins of who? His people. Somebody said, well, you know, I didn't know I could confess the sins of other people. Obviously, you can, right? Sure you can, yeah. I mean, people do this all the time for their loved ones and everything. They confess their sins because everybody don't know. You know, everybody don't know what sin is. So if you get a grandmother, a mother, a father or something that's got a child that does not walk in obedience to God's word, then you can be assured that that mother or grandmother is going to be on their face, or that daddy is going to be on their face before God confessing the sins of their children, because they don't want those children to die and go to hell. They love them. And so they're praying and confessing their sin. Daniel is doing that very thing right here. He said, I was praying, and while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sins of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord, my God, for the holy mountain of my God. Let's see what verse 21 and 22 says. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, that was a while ago that we were talking about, being caused to fly swiftly, he touched me about the time of the evening oblation, and he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. Now, if God doesn't give you skill and understanding and wisdom, you don't have it. If you haven't asked for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, you go through your entire life totally defeated, because no man has wisdom without God. You have to ask him. Wisdom comes from him. If you don't ask for it, you won't ever have it. I mean, you won't never have wisdom. But I learned this lesson a long time ago from God's word, and so I started asking for wisdom. I started asking for knowledge, for God to reveal to me things so I could know how to do things, so I could work on equipment. I love to work on equipment and do things. I love to build buildings, but I couldn't do this on my own power. But when I asked him, he showed me how to do things, and it was awesome what he showed me how to do. And it really made me to be a success in life. I've been very successful in life. Why? Because I put God first and I've sought him for everything that I have. And everything I have, he's given me. Because he tells, this is what Daniel was doing. So now then, he says, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. Verse 23 and 24. At the beginning of your supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Now, how would you like for God to say that about you? I mean, I can't think of nothing I'd rather hear than for him to say, son, I love you. You know, I had the privilege to hear when I was in the hospital fighting the battle for my granddaughter, 3 times in 3 weeks, God sent an angel to tell me. And the angel's words were a different angel, 3 different angels, not the same one. But Wednesday or Thursday night of every week, 3 weeks in a row, a man walked up beside me as I'm fighting the battle for all these little babies, including my own granddaughter, and that angels would walk up. I didn't know who these guys were, never saw them before. But a guy would overtake me walking down the aisle, and I'd stop to look, see who he was. I'd never seen him before in my life. He'd be looking me right in the eyes every time, and he would say, the Lord said to tell you he loves you. That happened 3 times in 3 weeks. I mean, obviously, God was pleased with what I was doing. And I can't think of anybody I'd rather hear tell me, I'm pleased with you. I mean, you could tell me that, it's not a big deal. I hope I please you. But when God tells me he loves me and he's well pleased with what I'm doing, I am very ecstatic, you know, and I'm very, very happy. But he says now, I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved, therein understand the matter and consider the vision. Now he's fixing to tell him something that's very important. 70 weeks. Now what we studied, what we talked about just a few minutes ago was a week. It's one of the feasts of Israel. It's one of the weeks. And how many times a year does this feast take place? One time. One day a year on Pentecost. It's in the late spring or the early summer. It is the Feast of Weeks. It's Pentecost, Shavuot. It's that feast, but 70 weeks or 70 Feast of Weeks or 70 Shavuots are determined upon thy people and upon the holy city. And look what it's going to do. It's going to finish the transgression. It's going to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity. It's going to bring in everlasting righteousness, seal up visions, and to seal up prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Now, everything he just said there, that has never been on the face of the earth, will never be till Jesus Christ comes back to this earth. These things are things that's going to happen in the kingdom at the end of the age. Right now, there's still sin. There's everything. Everything that he listed right there is still rampant in the United States or in the world today. But he says, at the 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and to make an end of sins. I mean, is there an end of sins today? No, they're rampant everywhere. I don't care where you go. You see sin everywhere. It's always been like this from the beginning of time. We took one man and one woman in the garden. They had two children. One of them killed the other son. Somebody said, we need to get rid of guns so people won't kill each other. Hey, let me tell you, Cain and Abel didn't have no guns. Guns don't kill people. People kill people, you know. And that's what those boys did. One of them hated the other one, and because of the sacrifice, and so one of the boys killed his brother. You know, so it's sin has been going on forever. Now then, he says in verse 25 and 26... He said, first of all, 70 weeks. Then he, after the 70 weeks, so first of all, if he's talking about 70 weeks, we're talking about 70 years. Is that what we're talking about? Does anybody agree with this? We got one feast of weeks a year. So if he had put in there instead of 70 weeks, if he had said you got 70 feast of Pentecost, or you got 70 years, I mean, but he said 70 weeks. 70 weeks is a feast that happens one time a year. So we're going to have 70 Pentecosts. I mean, are we in agreement with that?
Yes.
Am I out there in left field, or do y'all agree with what I'm saying? You agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. We got 70 weeks. Then he says, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem until the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks. And 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. Now, there's some things in there that's kind of, you really got to go back and look at these in detail. But when you go back, you've come to here and you find out that know there and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to rebuild and restore, to rebuild Jerusalem until the Messiah, the Prince. Now, what he's talking about here, he's talking about when in the verse before, we had 70 weeks to fulfill everything and the king be with us, right? Where did we leave ourselves in the verse before? Where were we? We were at the 70th week. We had finished iniquity, sins, and everything, and we're in the kingdom. Is that right? That's where we were in that chapter, in that verse, the last one. He said 70 weeks, and then this is going to be what happens. All sin's going to be taken away. You know, everything, and to anoint the most holy place and everything. That's where we are in the kingdom in that verse before. Now then, he says, that going forth from the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem until the Messiah, the Prince, should be 7 weeks. Okay, so we're in the kingdom. If we're in the kingdom, if we go 7 weeks, we don't want to go forward 7 weeks, because if he's already there, we don't know anything about what's going to happen forward, do we? But let's go backwards. Let's count backwards and see if this makes sense. Let's start at the Messiah at the 70th week. Then let's back up 7 weeks and let's see what we got. We got the 70th week, we got the 69th week, and we go back to the 63rd week. Now right here we got a period of 7 weeks. Are you with me? We got 7 weeks. Then he says, and then from the 7 weeks, then you got 62 weeks. Well, what's a score? 20. So what's 62? 60. 20, 40, 60. So, and two, so we got 62 weeks of feast, right? Okay, so if we go backwards from the Messiah to the 7 weeks and then the 62 weeks, which is 62 weeks, and then he said, the street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. Now then, you got to look up that and find out what the street is. When you look that up, you know what that is? It's a big, wide place over there in Israel where the temple is, where they call it the plaza. The plaza. There has been streets built in Israel all the time, but there's never been a plaza built until just recently. And then it says, and the wall. Now the wall, when you look at that Hebrew word, you'll find out the wall, that means a dig, a moat. For the last 15 years, the Israelis have been digging down that wall to the original streets of Jerusalem. The Muslims have been fussing about this for 15 years, saying you're undermining the temple grounds. And if you get all that dirt and rock removed, then if something were to happen, that wall would fall in and our temple would collapse. They didn't want it done, but they did it anyway. Even in perilous times, they did it anyway. They uncovered that thing. Now it's there. So this is something, it said that in the street shall be built again and the wall, or the plaza and the moat, even in troublous times, which this is the first time ever this has happened in Israel. Never before has this particular thing happened. So this is brand new. This is the only place in the scripture where this is talked about. And it says it's going to happen at the end of time. We think about the 7 weeks we backed up there, and then we think about the 62 weeks we backed up there. Now let's go to the next scripture and see if we keep coming back. Let's see what he says. So far we're in the kingdom. We went back 7 weeks. We went back 62 weeks. Now let's see what else he says. And it says, and after 60 weeks shall Messiah be cut off.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Get Ready, the King is Coming, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.